感谢主的带领啊。
So thank God for His guidance.
我也是今天突然下午聚会完，在传道房的时候，有人跑来跟我说：“传道，今天你要上课。”
So today I also just found out in the preacher's room that someone told me that I have to deliver a course today.
我说好啊。
So I say yes.
我突然想要讲一些东西，但是我想到，哎，这一部分还没讲完呢。
So I was thinking about some topics, and suddenly I said, "Okay, I haven't discussed this topic yet."
就是两月之间的还没讲完呢。两月之间。
Between the two covenants. Okay.
就是一个旧约新约之间的东西还没讲完。
So between the old covenant and new covenant.
还有印象吗？
So do you have any impression of it?
我们圣经只记载到马拉基书结束，就没有交代了。
So the Bible stays until Malachi, and not over.
那这个耶稣降生到马拉基的时代刚好是四百年。
There is 400 years between Malachi and Jesus coming.
那这四百年中间不再有神的话。
So during these 400 years, there were no words of God.
也没有了这个先知。
There were no prophets.
所以等于一个是寂寞的时代。
So it's quite a boring time.
一直到耶稣降生。
Until Jesus came.
就开始出来有神国的信息。
And then there was the kingdom of God came.
The message of the kingdom,
yeah.
所以这四百年啊，有很大的变化。
So there was a big changing during these 400 years.
我们必须要了解。
We need to understand.
虽然神的末世不在。
Although the God was not there.
神的先知没有了。
There were no prophets.
但是其实这世界还有变化。
But the world changed.
我记得讲第一堂的时候，有的人很认真听，但是那个脑袋掉在上面了。
I remember the first time when I discussed this topic with you, some people were listening, but actually their brain were not functioning.
那个时期啊。
So this time.
我们在两月之间哈，他们有坚持了三件事。
So between the two covenants, they pointed out three points.
啊，这三件事针对犹太人宗教来讲。
So it's linked to the Judaism. Judaism.
哪三件呢？第一个，严守安息日。
So first, celebrating the Sabbath.
第二个，割礼的问题。
Second, the circumcision.
第三个，有关食物的条例。
And third, the regulations relating to the food.
那这三件还在犹太人的宗教里面有这样的坚持。
So these three topics are still in the Judaism.
然后这两约之间。
So between these two covenants.
我们可以分作三个阶段来看他们的历史。
We can divide the history in three parts.
第一个阶段。
First part.
从主前539年到331年。
From before Christ 130.To
第一个阶段，我上次有讲啊。
So first part is this one.
这个是他们被掳后的历史。
So this is what happened after deportation.
那个是巴比伦的时期。
So it was the Babylon times.
那再来啊，第二个阶段。
And then the second part.
从三三一年。
It's from 300.And 31 BC.
那这个是到主前167年。
Until 167 BC.
对，这个是巴比伦时期，后来被那个希腊帝国打败。
So they were vanquished by the Greek.
那第三个时期。
And then the third part.
167年，主前一六七年。
So 167 BC.
一直到主前六十三年吧。
until 63 BC.
这个叫马加比的时代，马加比王朝。
Maccabi.
对，它叫 Maccabi
啊。Maccabi times.
M A C A
B E E.
B.
Okay. Maccabi.
不过这种声音的讲法，在我们原住民就不太好听了。那个原住民的那个台湾的原住民话就不太好。
It's not very good to say to pronounce these words in my in Taiwanese Aborigine tribes language. So it's the kingdom of Maccabees. So this history is very important. And then after the 63 BC, we have the Roman Empire. So when we study these parts, we need to pay attention.
So it's a total of
So the Roman Empire lasts very long.
那从两月之间五三九一直到那个耶稣降生在主前的四年 ，B.C. 四年，就是两月之间了哈。
So the two covenants stated from 559 BC until 4 years before Christ came.
主耶稣降生是在主前四年。
So actually, Jesus came was born on 4 years before Christ.
这样看差不多四百年。
So there's around 400 years.
这就是两约之间。
This is the period of between the two covenants.
中间虽然神沉默了。
So although here God is not here, drink is not 沉默。Speaking, uttering any words.
哎，不过他讲的也不错啊。神这四百年中间，神没有在那里，也是沉默的意思啊。他刚刚第一句的英文讲的也可以啊。那个，但是这中间哈，很多的东西变化。
So there's a big change in this period.
那我第一次讲就是主要就在这个里面嘛哈。
So the first time I talked about this period,
我看那时候还有人做笔记啊。
I remember at that time, lots of people were taking notes.
可能还记得啊。
So if you look at your notes,
我现在就要讲这中间这个信仰思想上面的转变。
So I will talk to you about the faith.
今天要讲的是宗教信仰。
The religious faith.
宗教信仰思想上面的转变。
And it's changing.
思想。
His thinking.The changes in the thinking about the religious faith. So the changing in the and about the thinking and the religious and the faith.
哎，对他讲对了哈。那个，这个很重要，我们要关注的是在这里啊。
So the most important points are here.
那自从犹太人回归这个耶路撒冷的时候
，So since the Jewish people came back to Israel，
一直到基督降生在这个世界的这一段时间
，And until Jesus came into this world，
从历史和政治的转变
，From the history and the political point of view，
这个是我们看到的一个两约之间的变化。
This is what we can see in the between the
changing between the two covenants。但是我们今天最在意的是犹太人的。宗教信仰思想的发展。
But what we are thinking most importantly is the changing in the religious of the Jewish people.
Religious.
In the religion of the Jewish people. Believe and think.
I was pick 3 points.
Okay, 3 points. Thinking.
我们要在意看的是这三个。
So what we need to think about is these
three points. 政治怎么玩没有关系，我们不看。政治历史怎么样进
展？We don't talk about the politics and the history.
我们注意的是那个犹太人的宗教信仰思想的发展。
So we are thinking about the thinking, the belief, and the religious faith of Jewish people.
那第一个
，First，
在这个两月之间，他们开始对新世界有一个期盼。
So, between these two covenants, they are
对新世界有一个期盼。
期盼
新世界。
There is an explanation, expectation of the new covenant.
New world, 新世界。
New world, okay.
为什么呢？因为旧的以色列的王朝没有了。
Because there was no more kingdom of Israel.
那这两月之间，他们期待的是一种新的国度来到。
So they were expecting a new kingdom to come.
所以先知预言以色列将要亡国。
So,
先知
the prophets.
预言 a prophecy.
The prophecies.
那个以色列的国家要亡灭亡。
Oh, okay, because Israel was destroyed.
那这些预言到了被掳的时候都要应验。
So when these prophets were deported,
有些预言是指向未来的。
Some prophecies were about the future.
比如说像那个哈该先知，他讲了这么一句话。
Like the prophet, Haggai said.
我们来看一下啊。
Let's read.
他们的信息也是有这样的一个期盼哦。
So they have these kind of prophecies.
Haggai 书。
Let's read Haggai.
在旧约的1108页。旧约圣经1108页。1108 page in Old Testament. 好，我们来看二章，二章的20-23节。
1:5-9. Okay, thank you.
1108。哎，我们不一样哈。
对，我们不一样。
在撒迦利亚书那个旧约的最后第二卷。
Okay, page 1529. Thank you.
旧约的1108页。哦，没有关系，我们可以等啊。哦，第二章，20-23节。
Verse 20-23.
这里哈该先知说。
So here the prophet Haggai said.
你要告诉神的话临到他。
The God, God sent him a revelation.
你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地。
He said, "You need to tell Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, but I will shake the heavens and the earth."
神说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊。
So the word of the Lord came to Haggai.
到那日，我必以你为印。23节。
Verse 3. On that day, I will take you.
哦，那个是后面我拣选了你啊，我必以你为印，我拣选你。
I will.Make you my servant.
我们要注意的是那个我必震动天地。
So we need to remember that he said that I will shake the heavens and the earth.
列国的宝座都会被震掉。
I will overturn the royal thrones.
人会被刀杀。
And people will be killed.
所以自从主前第二世纪的时候以后。
So from the second century before Christ came,
以色列人中间就出现一种新的论说。
So there was something new coming among the Israel.
就是所谓的启示文学了。
The prophecies. The revelations philosophy or
No. Literature 是吗？
Literature about prophecies.
Yeah.
Okay.
我们也可以用那个 revelation 启示录的启示啊。
Okay, revelation literature.
那个启示文学就跑出来了。
So revelation literature came.
主前第二世纪的那些作者在写启示文学的时候。
So when the authors of this literature,
他们都认为世界就是到这边结局了，因为没有神的声音了。
They said that the world ends at this time because God was silent.
神要降临了。
and God will come back.
摧毁一切外邦政权。
He will overturn all the royal thrones.
不管是希腊帝国。
The Greek Empire.
或者罗马帝国。
Or the Roman Empire.
都要一并消除。
Everything will be destroyed.
要来展开历史上一个新的时期。
And they will open a new, a new story in the history.
所以这一段时期就出现了很多赤经、伪经、旁经的著作。赤经，哇，那个都我也忘了那个专有名词是什么。
Oh, okay, it came out a lot of scriptures out of the Bible in that time.
他有那个专有名词，对不起，我也忘了。我在那两月的时候，我们那时候有记得忘，不过他专有名词都很长。
So all the special names are very long.
哎，那你记得中文是赤经、旁经、伪经，就在这个时间出现了。
So all these books actually came at that time.
那其中有一些写这个启示文学的团体。
And there were some organizations in writing this kind of literature.
那个团体叫做昆兰团体。
And this organization was called 昆兰。
那个社团我们英文怎么说
？Organization.
不是，那个是组织，还有另外一个。
Association.
西开头的。
社团呢 ？Club.
不只是 community 的。
啊 ，community.
是。
Community.
那个团体。叫做昆兰，那个英文好像是昆R-R-A 是吗？这个是被发现他们的著作在石海古卷就有关系了啊，石海古卷，古卷 ，Old scroll
in the Dead Sea，
Dead Sea 啊，
啊，
他们的这些著作啊
，All these books。
就在那个一个山洞里面找到这种社团。
There were, we found them in the cave.
也就是后来的我们看到的死海古卷啊。
So these are the scroll we found out in the Dead Sea.
有一些人就是要走很近前的这种路线。
So some people wanted to follow this kind of new path.
近前 ，Godness。近前的路线啊
，path。
我们讲近前是用什么？好像是 godness 嘛，那个 G O D gold 的后面叫 N E S S， 就是近前嘛。
A golden path, godly path。
有一种叫做爱瑟尼派，有一种派和 party， 爱瑟尼。Iceland Party 啊派啊
，OK，
它比华丽赛派的人数还小。
There were less than less people than in the Pharisees。
比这些人少啊。
There were fewer people。
但是他们非常的主张属灵敬虔。
But they pay a lot of attention on spiritual scriptures。
那很排挤外人呢。
And they actually despise other people.
他们有几千个人哦。
They were only around 1,000 people.
在主前第二世纪。
In the second century.
为了抗议希腊文化对犹太宗教的影响。
And they wanted to. They were opponents to the Greek empire thinking.
因为他们这些希腊文化对犹太宗教是有影响的。
Because the Greek culture has a great influence in.In Judaism,
那当时的这个希腊帝国也非常腐败。
腐败就是。
腐败 ，it's very destroyed.
Destroyed.
非常的败坏啊。
Because okay, the Greek Empire was quite corrupted.
所以会造成犹太信徒对律法的一种松懈。
So it would create a sort of distortion between the Jewish people and the law.
松懈 relax. 听懂了啊、哦。所以这个 这个爱瑟尼派才这样子被产生的。
So this organization, Aisen, were created that way.
啊，这个爱瑟尼派比那个法利赛人更加严格哦。
And they were even more stricter than the Pharisees.
他们很憎恨那个犹太人的社会哦。
They really despise the Jewish people.
所以他们就隐居到旷野。
So they immigrated themselves,
and
they live in the desert and the cave.
所以被称作昆兰团体啊。
So their name become Qumran.
Qumran community.
Qumran community.
就是写实还古建的那一些人呢、啊。
So there are these people who actually wrote in the scroll by the Dead Sea.
所以他们对那个新世界的期盼啊，非常强烈。
So they paid a lot of attention in the new era.
这个就是我们看到的一个代表性的，在两月之间，哎，犹太人的一种转变。
This is a big changing that we can see in between these two covenants.
在旧约的时候，对弥赛亚的观念几乎没有。
In the Old Testament, we don't talk about the Messiah.
但是两月之间就开始，因为对新时代有一个期望。
But between these two covenants, we started to have some expectations.
那后来他们就想起旧约先知的话。
So they took care about, started to take care about, to pay attention to the old prophets.
他们就想到，哎，那位要来的救主。
So they are thinking about a new savior.
就是那位弥赛亚。
The Messiah.
所以他们看到现在政治的腐败。
And so they say, they saw all the corruption among the politics.
然后又看到宗教的腐败。
And the corruption in the religion.
所以两月之间的人呢、啊，比较敬虔的就会仰望弥赛亚要来啊。
So the people who lived in this era actually expected more a Messiah to come.
弥赛亚这个希伯来字。
A Messiah is actually a Hebrew word.
在旧约圣经中的意思就是受膏者的意思了。
It means the one who is anointed.
那在新约里面把弥赛亚就直接翻成基督或救主的意思。
And in the New Testament, they translated into Jesus the Savior.
好，我们来看一下约翰福音哈。
Let's read together John.
请看一章的四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
一章四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
新约圣经啊，约翰福音啊，第一章。啊，那个约翰福音知道了哈。四十一节哈。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
我们来看啊、哦，那个安德烈先找自己的哥哥西门。
So Andrew came to find his brother Simon.
对他哥哥说。
And tell him.
我们遇见弥赛亚。
We have found a Messiah.
诶，这里讲弥赛亚，那个括号，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督的意思。
And in the brackets, it says that is the Christ.
诶，我们再来看路加福音第二章。
Let's read together, Luke chapter 2.
就在约翰福音前面哦，路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章，请看这个十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
二章的十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
好，我们这里讲神差使者对牧羊人这样说。
God sent his servant, his shepherd.
然后十一节。
Verse 11.
神的使者这样说。
And the son of the God says.
说在大卫城里面要为你们生一位救主。
Today in the town of David, a savior will be born to you.
就是主基督。
Which is the Christ.
救主、基督都是讲弥赛亚这个字啊。
So the Christ and the Savior means Messiah.
所以我们在这里可以看到啊。
So here we can see.
一个被受膏的人呢。
A person who is anointed.
他能够被受膏是只有三种人呢。
There are three kinds of person who are anointed.
君王。
The kings.
祭司。
The priests.
先知
and the prophets.
哎，这三种人都会被受膏哦。
So these three kinds of people can be anointed.
所以我们看到耶稣基督降临前的一个半世纪，就是耶稣降生的前第二世纪。
So from the second century BC,
很多人就开始急切地等候这么一个领袖来到人世间。
So lots of people were expecting a savior to come.
那但是对于在这一个昆兰公社的人来讲啊，
But from the Kunlun community point of view,
他们等候两个弥赛亚呢。
They actually expecting two messiahs.
一个是负责神的祭司的。
One who is a priest,
就是宗教方面的领袖。
So a leader in the religion.
那一个是负责行政方面的君王。
And another who was a king.
哎，他们那个昆兰公社的人等两个弥赛亚。
So the Korean community expected two messiahs.
他们不知道，其实弥赛亚他身具三种身份。
But we don't know that Messiah has three roles.
祭司
，status, priest,
君王
，king,
先知
，prophets,
都集中在耶稣基督的身上。
And they are all in Jesus Christ.
而不是昆兰公社讲的那种有两个不同的弥赛亚。
And it's not the two messiahs expected by the current community.
所以我们到后来在新约里面呢、啊、
，So afterwards in the New Testament,
就看到哎，这位君王就是耶稣基督嘛。
We found out that the king was Jesus Christ.
我们来看一下那个约翰福音十八章。
Let's read together John chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
十八章，我们来看这个三十六节。
John chapter 18 verse 36.
三十六节
36.
三十六节这里讲耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界。
So Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world.
他讲两次，我的国不属这世界。
He said twice, my kingdom is not of this world.
他是那位君王。
He's a king.
也是祭司。
He's the priest.
也是先知。
And he's the prophet.
但是他的所建立的国不属这世界。
But the kingdom that he builds is not belonging
to this world. 所以这句话就打翻了当时两月之间在期待的那位国王是要领导他们推翻罗马帝国的，这个完全不同了。
So this world is completely opposed to, what the two messiahs expected by the current community.
我们再讲另外一种转变。
Let's talk about another changing.
在旧约里面
，In the Old Testament,
认为人死都是往阴间去。
人死掉
都要往阴间。
阴间。
If people die,
yeah,
they all go to the pig.
Head, hell. Okay. Yeah, okay. In the Old Testament, the conception was, when people die, they go to hell.
就是大家都往阴间去。所以旧约的人不认为人会复活。
So the Old Testament people never believed in the resurrection.
只有两个经文直接有谈到在旧约说人死会复活，直接讲的只有两个经文。
There's only two passages which says that the people can resurrect.
Two passages
in the Bible. Two texts.
只有两个地方，一个在但以理书的十二章。
In Daniel chapter 12.
一个在以赛亚书。
And another one in Isaiah.
那到了新约呢？
So what happened in the New Testament?
人死了就不同哦。
It's different when the person dies.
对，新约就讲得很清楚。
The New Testament states precisely. So here,
这个他们有不同的对于什么复人死复活的这个观念也改变了。
The conception of dying and the resurrection changed.
旧约人死都会下阴间。
So in the Old Testament, when the man dies, he goes to hell.
Whatever you are, a good person or a bad person. But in the New Testament, it's different. When the man dies, but if you are a righteous person, so that you are a son of God, you die and you go to the paradise. And then God will come to lift you to the, and then for judgment. And then before the judgment, you will be taken to the kingdom. So what happened to the evil man? He dies, he goes to the hell, Hades. And then hell. Oh, Hades. Okay, he goes to the Hades, and then afterwards... Oh, okay. So, for the evil man, when he dies, he goes to the Hades and then to the hell. So this is different. This is linked to what is said in John chapter 5, verse 20. So, it
follows.
So the resurrection concept actually changed between these two covenants. So we can see today that this new concept. So look at Jesus Christ who was crucified. He said to the person who repent, you are with me now in the paradise. But it's not the kingdom of God.
所以这样明白, huh?
You will understand now?
复活死而复活的观念,
so the resurrection concept started to change between the two covenants period.
其实, 应该是要翻一些圣经, 不过我打算6点一定要结束。 以赛亚书26章.
So let's read Isaiah chapter
我们来看一下19节。Verse 19.
It says that the dead will live.
尸首也要兴起,
bodies will rise.
睡在尘埃的人, 就是死掉的人, 也要起来唱歌,
and those who dwell in the dust, which are dead,
直接讲到死人复活是,
will wake up.
以赛亚书26章19节.
So they talk about the dead who will live.
还有但以理书12章的3节.
I mean, in Daniel chapter
12, verse 3,
they talk about resurrection.
因为当时旧约的人都还不明白这种道理。
At that time in the Old Testament, people would not understand this kind of concept.
这个两约之间,
but between the two covenants,
大家就对那个死人复活开始有这种观念形成。
People started to think about the resurrection.
那最后新约里面都很清楚了。
And then the New Testament is pretty clear.
直到耶稣的时代,
until Jesus' times.
后来经过两约之间, 犹太人开始明白一件事。 经过两约之间。两约就是我们现在讲这个经过两约之间。
Okay. After the
throughout.
Throughout these two covenants period, Jewish people started to understand.
知道了一件事情他们都相信。
They started to believe in one thing.
人死了会复活。
That dead people will resurrect. So this is a big changing.
只有一种人不相信,
there's only one type of people who will not believe.
当耶稣要受难前还跟这个撒都该人辩驳啊，辩论。
It's the people of Zadokea.
耶稣要受难前,
before people, Jesus was persecuted.
他跟这个撒都该人在谈论这个问题。
he was challenging the Sadducea people.
那个英文怎么讲？撒都该派。啊
？Sadducees, maybe.
那个有啊，在马可福音十二章。
Sadducees.
Sadducees. 因为他们都是贵族人呢，是不相信死人复活吧
？So they were quite noble persons, so they do not believe in the resurrection.、
好了，我想这个地方我讲到这里了哈。
So I stop here.
好，再来第四，两约之间，两约之间。
So between the two covenants.
另外一种观念产生。
A new concept arises.
就是讲到信仰天使跟魔鬼了。
It talks about the belief of angels and demons.
那个时候就很多的天使神话跑出来哦。
At that time, a lot of myth about angels.
我曾经在小学，我把那个希腊神话的漫画故事我全看完了。
When I was a little boy, I actually looked a lot about the Greek myth mythology.
希腊神话影响了犹太宗教。
So the Greek mythology influenced the Judaism.
所以就开始有人信奉天使啦，哪一个神啊，谁跟谁的神生一个孩子很厉害，我都忘记了名字。
But they are, so started, they have different kind of angels and gods.
所以有一个神啊，他后来征战，他是保护地球，是他被地球跑出来的。
So there was a god who actually saved the world and then afterwards carried the world.
我都忘记了哈。
I forgot.
还有魔鬼啊。
And about the demon too.
很多种魔鬼啊。
Every kind of demons.
所以当时的以色列人通常描绘一个神是一个君王。
So for the Israel people, God.
神是一个君王。
God is a king.
然后他的旁边会有很多的部下。
And around him, he has a lot of.
就是那些天使啊。
Of servants which are angels.
有的负责爱情的。
Those who are taking care of love.
有的负责那个种东西的。
Those who are taking care of building things.
哇，什么都跑出来了。
Every types arose.
哇，那个信奉天使魔鬼的邪术一堆啊。
So there was a lot of books about worshipping angels and demons at that time.
但是他们也有提到那个坏的天使啊。
And they even talk about bad angels.
不过这些坏的天使还是被掌控在神的权能下。
But these bad angels are still under the control of God.
甚至到了启示录里面啊。
And we can even see that in the Revelation.
有的说那个魔鬼巫灵啊，就是坏的天使啊。
So we talk about the.
巫灵就是邪恶的灵啊。
Oh, the angel with impure heart, impure angels.
应该要说是那个恶者的灵了啊。
Yeah, evil, evil.
Spirit of evil, huh?
Okay, with angels with evil spirits.
所以那个我们新约里面会称鬼王叫比西普啊。
So there was the king of the demons in the New Testament called Beelzebul.
所以启示录那里说要抵挡他们哦，要跟他们征战哦。
So in the Revelation says that we need to be against them.
我们在圣经比较知道的天使的名字是谁，知道吗
？Do you know the name of the angel, the most famous the angel's name in the Bible?
米迦勒，还有什么？加百列
，Gabriel。
还有谁？两月之间讲天使有神常常用的有六个。
There are six names of angels often used.
记得吗？还有一个铁拉弗啊，在那个但以理书啊。我们圣经有记四个。
In the books of Daniel, there's a铁拉弗。
四个，还包括铁拉弗四个。
Okay.
另外两个天使在哪里出现了？就在那个赤金、旁金、伪金里面出现了。
And the other two angels are actually appearing in these three books in between the three covenants.
圣经出现这四个天使的名字。
So the Bible stated four names of angels.
我只看过米迦勒。
米迦勒什么翻译啊 ？Michael, okay. Michael.
米迦勒 Magical.
Michael Ange.
他即使是同一个字啊 ，Michael， 那个英文是 Magical， 你也可以念成 Magical。
Michael.
哎
，Michael.
米迦勒，我只看过他。
So I only saw him.
应该也看过其他的天使，但我不知道名字。
I saw other angels, but、
I don't
remember the names.、but I
他是征战的天使。
He's the warrior、angel.
我们两页之间就看到了这样的一个四种现象的转变啊。
So we saw a full changing in during these periods of two covenants.
其实应该还要说到那个宗教活动的转变啊。
We need also to talk about the changing in the religious.
但是这个我们就不谈了哈。
But we don't talk about it.
因为跟那个法利赛派有关系。
Because it is linked to the Pharisees.
文士有关系。
文士。The scribes.
还有什么派系很多。
And other organizations.
在当时，犹太宗教跟基督教还有罗马公教都有关系啊。
So they were all linked to the Roman Empire and Roma. 还有什么？
基督教啊。
And the Christianity.
那是后来在耶稣的时代跟他的时代以后。
So this happened after Jesus came.
这些转变。
So all these changing.
都跟两月之间有关系。
They're all linked to this period of between the two covenants.
有关这一方面信息啊。有关这一方面的信息，我们就讲到这里。
So concerning this, message.
我们就讲到这边。
So we stop here.
有一个概念就好了哈。
So if you just have an
idea of it. 如果要再深入一点的话，我们再找时间谈谈。
So if you want to study more deeply, we can talk about it.
这样讲也没问题啊。
Is it clear?
我们讲了那个宗教信仰思想上的改变有四点呢。
So there are four changing in the religion, the thinking of belief and the faith.
哪四点呢？讲一下。第一个。
What is the first point?
我们照顺序嘛。
So let's start from the beginning.
新世界的转变，期望、期待啊。
Okay, expectations.
我第二个。
Second.
弥赛亚的观念。
The concept of Messiah.
第三。
Third.
复活观，
The resurrection
这个影响很大。第四。
And fourth.
信仰。信奉天使跟魔鬼啊
，worshipping the angels and
所以那个两页之间跑出这个很多东西的。
So in this period, these four points.
宗教活动的转变会跟他们的派系有关系。
And the changing in the organization of the religion will have a link with their.
跟他们的派系 party 党派有关系。
Their party. We have a link with
比如说法利赛人啦、文士啦
，For example, Pharisees, scribes,
撒都该派啦
，Sadducees,
那个罗马公教啦
，The Roman,
那个是天主教的前身的 Roman Catholic,
The Roman Catholics,
因为那个十五世纪才把罗马公教分成天主教跟希腊东正教，十五世纪的时候。
So in the 15th century, they actually divided into the Protestant, 就是新教哈。
不是，希腊东正教跟天主教。
Catholics and then Greeks, 是希腊的什么？
希腊东正教 ，Greek 东正教，那个后来都传到那个北欧苏俄俄罗斯那边哈，那个也是天主教，只是名称叫东正教。
Orthodox and Catholics.
这之前呢、都叫罗马公教哈，还没分裂以前叫罗马公教。
Before they were like belonging to the Roman Catholics.
那个好像 Roman Council Church Council 什么，它是用一个大的会议来决定教会的事务，所以 Council 啊 ，Roman
Congregation，
公教，公家的
The Roman Congregation
教会的教 好了，有一个印象就好了哈。
So if you have an idea, it's okay.
有兴趣的话，就想读这种书，跟我讲那个很烦的啊。
So if you are more interested, come to me.
好了，这是两月之间的哈。
So this happened between the two covenants.
重点有这样的转变。
So there are big changing.
那站在犹太人来讲啊。
But for the from the Judaism Jewish point of view.
犹太宗教了，我提几个啊。
If we talk about Judaism,
他们有转变。
They have changed too.
我们只要知道有这样的转变啊，就好了哈，因为它比较会跟我们新约的宗教有关系。
As long as we know this changing.
犹太人的信仰宗教也有转变啊。
So there's a big changing in the Judaism first.
圣殿不见。
The
圣殿不见。
Temple is loose.Was loose. Temple 是圣殿嘛？
Okay.
转变成什么呢？想一下。
The temple is destroyed.
Synagogue 就是会。
And then it becomes synagogue.
讲犹太宗教哦。
We're talking about Judaism.
跟传福音有关系的。
It's linked to the gospel of Jesus.
罗马公教的叫做公会啊。
There were no more temples, but they have synagogues. Synagogues.
英文是
法文是 synagogue.
哦，差不多哈。
应该差不多。I just changed the pronunciation.
它是共同的意思。Gog 就是一个聚会的地方，所以。
Gog means assembly.
希腊文的解，它有复合字解释，你记住这个。两月之间，圣殿不见，后来。
So after.
四月出来是会堂，所以耶稣都在会堂那里传。
So in Old Testament we have temples, but in New Testament we have synagogues.
知道吗？好。
So Jesus went to synagogues. Second.
第二个，先知不见。
There were no more prophets.
变成什么？
What do they become?
是一个派啊，拉比啊。
Become rabbis.
先知不见变成拉比。
Prophets became rabbis.
这个是经过两月之后到新约是这样啊。
So this is what happened after the two covenants.
耶稣也变成拉比是吗？
So Jesus became rabbi.
这个很也是很不错啊哈。
This is great. 哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈So they were called Israel, Israelis or Jewish. How do they become? They become Christians. In Acts, we can see that.
犹太人认为我们是亚伯拉罕的后代。
So this overcome the fact that they are, they say that they are not the descendants of Abraham.
说神是他们特有的。
And they say that God only belongs to them.
这个名字超越了这个种族。
So this name Christians actually overcome the,
不是只有停在犹太人
的, the nation.
而是往外邦人去了。
So it opens the door to Gentiles.
再来，应该这个不是，这个应该是律法师了啊。律法师，他们有那个律法师啊。
律法师。
先知在新约里面叫什么知道吗
？So 律法师英文怎么说？
传道的，律法师，旧约很注重律法的
宣。Doctors of law。
他有可能是祭司或立位人。
就是。
律法师 lawyer。
Doctors of law。
对。
They have doctors of law and doctors of law became rabbis。
他身份是可能是祭司或立位人。
And because maybe they were priests and Levites。
对。但是到了新约叫拉比。
But when they, in the New Testament, they become rabbis. And in the Old Testament, we have prophets. And in the New Testament, we have preachers.
We can see that 到新约是用这样的去呈现了。
So we can see the big changing in the Judaism and what happened from the New Test, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So the what is very interesting is the synagogue's name.
这个字哈，在启示录里面的那个神的圣殿里面的最中心的那个地方，它希腊文用的字会跟。
Oh, if we look into the Revelation, and they mentioned about the temple, and the center of the temple is mentioning a word which is actually different from the synagogues. Because in Greek, they have different names. So if we need to understand that, we need to look into the literature.
好了，到这里还好吧？没有失踪嘛
？So until here, you are not lost.
啊，没有失踪吧？没有哈。
You're not lost, right?
啊，这个是很特别的啊。
This is very, very special.
你掌握这个，你再看，他会说：“哎呦，我们要站在使徒、先知的根基上面来建立。”你就会知道哦，原来是他们从耶稣基督领受的道理，包括旧约的啊，那个根基上面。
I'm lost.
You entered the forest, so you lost.
那个有一句话哈，记得哈，在保罗书信里面。
So there is a word in the letters of Paul.
站在使徒，我们站在先知和使徒的根基上面。来去做什么？建造房屋啊！
We need to build the church into the foundation of prophets and apostles.
那个先知就是讲神透过先知讲述的神的话。
So the prophet is actually the person who is speaking God's word.
新约神吩咐门徒的话。
And this is what Jesus told.
使徒就是讲新约的时候，神耶稣吩咐门徒的话。
Apostles are talking what God asked them to speak.
这两个都在讲神的话。
So these two people are speaking the words of God.
所以我们要站在神的话上面建造属灵的房屋。
So we need to build our house upon the God's word.
就是建立信仰。
So building our faith.
建立服事的这个工作内容。
Building our service to God.
这样知道哈。
Right.
所以你如果在新约有了这个旧约这样转过去，你就知道了啊。
So if you think about the Old Testament,、you understand it.
可以了啊。
Okay.
如果不行，我也是很难下课的，不行。
If not, it's very hard for me to stop this course.
可以啊。
Okay.
他很客气，他说他不太会翻，不过我看还可以翻的还好了啊。应该那个姐妹 ，Sister Lee. Can you understand? You translate.Oh, yeah. Oh, 你成功了。
Do you understand Chinese or English?
我这样知道了哈，两页之间了。
Okay.
我讲的尽量很简单了，因为时间有限，我没有特别很深入的进去啊。
Yeah, so I try to be the more concise as possible.
好。
Because of time.
重点不要忘记主耶稣啊。
So the most important is Jesus.
啊？哦，弥赛亚。会写哦，弥赛亚。
OK， 还好哎。It's okay.
第三个是那个复活，使人复活的信仰观念。所以我们从这里可以知道哈，一个道理从旧约到新约要很明白啊，也是要一个时间的形成啊。
So from here we understand that in order to understand what happened from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it takes time.
它的道理是越来越明白的。
Because we understand the more the Word of God,
神打开人的
clearer,
人的心眼，在不同的时代越来越明白了。
Because God opens the people's heart step by step.
我常常觉得我生在这个时代， 这个末世的时代很感谢主。
I often tell myself that I'm very happy to be born in the latest times.
新旧约两边都读，然后对照。
Because I can actually study the Old Testament and New Testament and come from them.
那活在旧约的人不知道新约的事。
Because those who are in the Old Testament, they
活在新约的人，他们还是
the New Testament.
那个时候并没有写下来，还是不知道这么多的事。
And those who are living in the New Testament, they cannot know what happened because
it's happening. 但是现在我们真的感谢主，我们新旧约可以看，可以对照，我们都有机会可以明白。
But today we have the chance to have the opportunity to confront the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那要更明白很简单。
And in order to understand, it's easy.
努力把信仰做好。
First, we need to strengthen our faith.
努力进天国，到时候看见主耶稣，什么都明白了。
And then, if we do that, one day we will be in front of Jesus and we'll understand everything. 如果看不见主耶稣，
你就很难明白了。所以看不见主耶稣，到时候看不见主耶稣在天国，你看不到，你是很难明白了。
If we will not see Jesus at the end, it will be hard to understand.
所以我们真的很幸福啊。
So we are very blessed.
新旧约可以看这么多的道理啊。
Because we can see all these.
所以好好把握住自己信仰啊。
So, let's build our faith. Keep our faith.
Keep our faith. 好了，有什么问题吗？
Any questions?
啊？没有啊。有没有？
Questions?
没有啊。好了，我们感谢祷告。
Okay, let's pray.